The subject of this morning is transformational proclamation. This morning, brethren, God has a divine ambition for me to fulfill. When I was small, my mother had some ambitions for me. My dad had some ambitions for me. But pastor, brethren, God has a heavenly purpose and a divine ambition for every one of us to fulfill. In different seasons of our life, those ambitions and those purposes and job descriptions can change. When you move from one pastorate to another pastorate, from one mission field to another mission field, from one year to another year, God may have you set some new goals and some new purposes, and we have not yet arrived in our ministry. We need to be always on the stretch and say, Lord, where can I improve? Where can I expand? Where can I be in the center of your will? Maybe I should say that maybe, Lord, can you cultivate in me a deeper and a more sensitive adaptability to the will of God without resentment, without question, without hesitation, keeping everything upon the altar and saying, my heart says yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Let's look in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. A lot of us in years past heard a lot of messages on that phrase. And I'm glad we did. I don't resent those messages about not being conformed to the world. But we've sort of lost the next part of that verse. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'd like to read to you three other translations. Listen closely with me, please. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Number two, with eyes wide open to the mercies of God, I beg you, brethren, as an act of intelligent worship. Brethren, I want God to help us that we will be transformational, that we will learn, as Brother Duane has said this morning, to be examples of not only how to beg God for revival and how to beg God to heal all the diseases and the sicknesses in our congregation, the physical needs, but all that God would help us to be examples of loving and adoring and worshiping God. So he says, with eyes wide open to the mercy of God, I beg you, my brothers, as an act of intelligent worship, to give him your bodies as a living sacrifice, consecrated to him and accepted by him. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold, but let God remold your mind from within so that you may, in practice, that the plan of God is good, meets all of his demands, and moves towards the goal of pure and good maturity. That delivers us from the baby stage of whining and crying of our afflictions and our troubles and our problems. We find ourselves transformed and we tell our other preacher brethren, I'm having the time of my life in the work of God. Well, hallelujah this morning. That we may in practice, for brethren, my wife and myself, our spirit, our life is contagious in your life. And your spirit in your congregation will also be contagious. And if you want your congregation to be transformed, and we find you yourself and I myself need to continually go through a transformation process and prove in practice that the plan of God is good and meets all of his demands and moves towards the goal of true maturity. Therefore, my brethren, I implore you by God's mercy to offer your very selves to him a living sacrifice, dedicated and fit for his service and acceptance, that worship offered by mind and heart. Adapt yourselves no longer to the pattern of this present world, but let your minds be remade and the whole nature thus transformed. Then you'll be able to discern the will of God and to know what is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm here to tell you, my dear brethren, that God has grace to help us to triumph in a tough environment. God has grace to help us to triumph in a tough environment. And that God will help us to keep the weeds pulled out of our spiritual garden, where we will continually be transformed, and that we will proclaim both to our laymen and to our wife and our fellow ministers, God is at work in me, and I sense that I am conforming to his work, his will, his way, and I'm having the time of my life serving the Lord, being a servant of the Most High God. Testified to you last year about me submitting board meetings to the Lord, where I'd enjoy all of them. Well, God has given grace and God has given help. But you know, some time ago, God's talked to me about that I need some transformation in my heart and life, and I'm going to be pretty transparent this morning. I hope I'm not misunderstood. We all come from different backgrounds and we all have different emotions and reactions, but friends, I'm sensing more and more in the day and age that we live in, be careful that you do not become reactionary in your ministry. Towards your people, towards your fellow men, towards your wife, towards your children, but ask God to help you to be a partaker of the nature of Christ and have the mind of Christ. We find that we have all talked and listened to people talk about, you know, someone goes liberal, well, we chalk them up as liberal and put them on the hit list or the castaway list, that they'll never be able to come in again. They're gone.